The Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're doing it every Monday at 7 a.m. with no bullshit in ASMR.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
What's ASMR?
It's when you do this. We're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better
systems. We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Oh, yeah.
And today we're talking about what the secrets are to having a website that will actually make you more money. And I'm going to let Tracy ask the questions a little bit today.
Yeah, so I'm Tracy Kelly. I work here at Hook Agency in Business Development. I've been selling websites for years now, and over the same questions and misconceptions keep coming up. And so I said, Tim, I want to sit you down and I want to ask you some of these questions so that we can be useful to small businesses and contractors who are probably asking themselves these same things. So one of the biggest misconceptions out there is if I build a beautiful, high-end design website, people will show up and buy from me.
The old, if you build it, they will come fallacy. And the reason that this is incorrect is because people don't care about you. People don't care at all. And unless you have distribution for your awesome product, for your awesome website, for whatever it is, then it doesn't matter how good it is. There needs to be a way to distribute that to the world. And our way of distributing websites to the world, essentially, is search engine optimization, because we know the best place to hit them is when they're looking for you, not just distributing randomly out there on the web in the form of ads when they're not looking for you. I'm not talking about search ads. I'm talking about display ads and Facebook and Instagram ads, which are great for products, but maybe for high-end services, maybe not quite so much.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, you need a way to distribute your products or services. You need a way to get your website out in front of eyeballs, and search engine optimization is a massive way to get more eyeballs to your website.
I like it. So we talk about this all the time, but what is the winning formula of a website that will actually make you money?
So I want to talk with you through five things. If there was only five things that you talked about, we talked about this yesterday. I literally, if there's one thing, if there's absolutely one thing, it would be a bunch of five-star reviews with the testimonials and a picture of the person and where that testimonial was or that review was left. So Google five stars, picture of the person and testimonials. And a form.
Yeah.
So that form piece is the call to action. You have to have a strong, visually compelling call to action on every single page on your website, whether it be at the bottom, and I strongly suggest having a call to action at the bottom of every one of your interior pages, and at least a call to action at the top right that's visually called out. The second thing, which is that testimonial,
yeah,
is trust factors. So anything that will help people trust you. And in the bottom of this video or this podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, we're going to leave a list, a master list of all the trust factors that you could possibly have. So check out that list. And it's insanely powerful to cluster trust factors with call to actions. So the testimonial with the contact form, the awards that you've won with a big button that says get a free quote. You know, these combinations between trust factors and call to actions is really where it's at. And then third, emotionally persuasive images and headlines. We talk so much about making sure that you know exactly who it's for. Who it's for is the most important question in marketing, because it changes the entire way that you're phrasing things. If you know who it's for, you can make your ideal customer the hero and your company is just the guide. And once you get these components of your story down, you're able to then create emotionally compelling headlines for these ideal customers and pair those with images that help them imagine themselves working with you. So showing somebody who's enjoying, in the middle of enjoying that benefit to your product or your service. And that is huge for getting people to take the next step, because you have to inspire them. You have to inspire people on your website and help them imagine themselves working with you. The next thing, and this is something that a lot of website designers have no clue what they're doing, and it's so sad, but it's the emphasis on search engine optimization. And you may think I'm a little too passionate about this. I'm an insane person. Maybe I'm a sales guy. Maybe I don't actually care. I actually do. I've seen it over and over again. It's so sad when I've built a beautiful looking website and saw no one coming to it for years on end. And that's what that inspired me to get into search engine optimization, because I was like, you can't make this thing any prettier. Why are they not showing up? But it's huge for getting your website out there. So there has to be an emphasis on search engine optimization. And to be honest, we do it in our actual design process. And that just means making sure that there's pages that are all centered around terms that a lot of people are actually searching. So you want to actually cluster the pieces of information on your website around those terms that people are searching. And this means avoiding that cute language in your navigation. It means calling it by what people are actually calling it by. So the last thing of these five is really clear differentiating features and unique value propositions. So what can your competitors not say? You know, we have the best service, we're on-time delivery, all these things. It's like, if they can say it, that's not a unique value proposition. You have to really be honest with yourself and say, what can they not say? If you're a small guy, that might mean saying we're small and we only have 7 people, so we're super responsive. And maybe that's something competitors would just be like, well, yeah. But you can use it as your advantage. So you got to figure out what you can leverage that's your advantage now. Don't think about how it scales yet. Think about what you can leverage as a unique value proposition. And those are the 5 things.
Tim, what is the one principle that should drive website design?
I really think it's that piece of you have to help them imagine themselves working with you. And this may seem like a touchy-feely, nice-to-have thing, but it's serious. If you can't help them put themselves in the shoes of somebody who's working with you, and that's with the testimonials thing that we talked about, that's with big visuals of smiling, happy customers. There's a reason why those are all over everyone's website.
Yeah.
So you have to actually get them excited about it. And basically, your language on your site. That's something that we've improved on the last couple of years in our websites, is this push on how to say it in a way that's a benefit for them. And it's all about them as the ideal customer and really drawing out those benefits rather than talking about us and our features and everything of why we're so awesome. It's more about, hey, this, we make it super easy to use. We're super easy to work with, or whatever it happens to be. What benefit is that to them? Have more time to be with your loved ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Saying it in such a way that it's really all about them and all about the benefit to them, and bringing in pictures that help them imagine themselves working with you.
I like it. So I'm going to jump back a little bit. Earlier you mentioned that part of the winning website formula is trust factors. Tim, what are some examples of trust factors that people are using on their websites today?
Absolutely. So just a quick list is we've got testimonials, reviews, visual 5-star elements, pictures of the people that left those reviews, pictures of your team, you know, pictures of your team together, any clients that you currently have, if you have B2B clients, any awards that you've gotten, trade associations, you know, if you're on the BBB, if your website is secure, certifications, publications you've been in, if you're like, let's say a Green Path remodeler or something like that, we love Green Path. And for each industry and each niche, there will be different trust factors, but, you know, obvious ones just being like, having your phone number visible and in the top right of the website is something. You know, having your address on every single page, having a clear privacy policy. Basically, we know that content marketing is a trust factor.
Yeah.
By having fresh articles that were written in the last couple months, you're saying we're an active company. By being active on social media, that's part of trust.
Yeah.
By having the icons to go to your social media, and let's say you're on House or something like that, by having your House Award or your Angie's List Super Service Award, those types of things all kind of lead to this trust. You get what I'm saying. Essentially, figuring out a classy, branded way. So you don't want these colors to be everywhere on these badges, but trying to figure out how to make sure the focus is on your brand, but we do have these awards, we do have these organizations, whatever it happens to be, is extremely effective for helping reduce friction on the way to making a phone call or sending a contact form.
So let's say, for example, I'm a roofing contractor, and I know, I understand the testimonials are important, I get that, but you know, it takes work. What are some easy ways to go about this? What's an easy way to get some testimonials?
Well, if you have zero, the first thing I would do is actually talk to some of your favorite customers that you have right now.
Yep.
In person, ideally, but an emotional email would do.
Okay.
And just say, hey, you understand how important reviews are to small businesses. Do you think you could take 2 minutes and leave us a review and then give them the link to your Google My Business so that they can just go there and leave a testimonial or a review very, very easily. Then we take, and we strongly suggest doing this, is then take the one that you got from Google or Facebook and put it onto your website. So there's a second party credibility there that I think is part of what people need to understand is, unfortunately, there's been weird businesses that are saying a testimony, and maybe you've done, I don't know, I'm not trying to be judgy, but it's not great to have fake reviews, and people can smell it sometimes. And so it's really important that these are authentic and they're from real people, and you essentially need to have that second party credibility. So putting the Google logo next to a 5-star emblem and even putting a picture of the person, to me that's the absolute ideal, because you're pairing that second party credibility with the big, bold, and obvious 5 stars, and then you're saying who did it and why they cared. Now, I don't think you need 3 paragraphs.
No.
Take the sentence or two that is the most emotional from that review and make that big on the site, because people just aren't reading your testimonials. That's the unfortunate thing for a lot of these older websites is there was essentially pages of testimonials. If you have 100 testimonials, all I'm thinking is, how much time do these people have on their hands? Because I don't have the time. I don't have the time to read it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you give me 2 or 3, maybe 5 tops of these highlights from the testimonials, that I do care about. What do people say? Are they saying customer service? Are they saying high quality materials? Whatever it happens to be. And you're putting an emphasis somewhere in your testimonials. You're not just saying these really, really long diatribes, you're actually giving them the highlights of this is the stuff that we focus on the most.
I like it. So you've answered all the big common recurring questions that come up each and every day. Since I've got this opportunity to interview you, are there any other things that you'd like to say? You know, I know a lot of contractors and small businesses listen to this podcast. If you were sitting across the table from a small business owner like we were doing this morning, what would be one big piece of advice, one takeaway that they should be thinking about if they're either building a brand new website from scratch or, like most people we talk to, building their second or third website?
Yeah, because we usually say don't go with us if this is your first thing and you're under 500K.
Yep.
Just get something out there, like Squarespace or a WordPress theme or something like that. So if they were super new, I'd say that.
Yep.
Now, if they've been around a little while, all I'd say, I'd push on the trust factors thing, and I'd push on the call to actions thing, because those are some of the things that a lot of websites that we look at on a regular basis don't have. You need those trust factors, and you need those call to actions. Not just because somebody's going to take that action right away, but you need to tell them what the main point of this website is. They shouldn't have to hunt for it. There's a lot of little things that I'd love to share with you, and it's hard to cover everything. But of course, if you ever want to talk with us, we'd love to give you any positive hints that we've gotten from working on 150 plus websites And we always monitor these websites, their analytics. We've done A/B testing. We've done user testing. We're basically making some decisions based off of data and off the industry of construction and roofing and remodeling and stuff like that. So we've seen what works. We know what works. We strongly suggest that after a certain point, you do hire a professional company like ours, but not, it doesn't have to be ours. Somebody that actually understands search engine optimization and understands persuasion on the web. Yeah. And lastly, you know, just that whole thing of helping them imagine themselves working with you. You do not want to make this website all about you. So that's the biggest hint I've got for 2019, 2020 and beyond. Make sure it's about them.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Appreciate you having me on today.
Appreciate you taking the time, man. All right, so that is the Next Level Contractor Podcast. We're hitting you every single Monday at 7 a.m. No bullshit.
No bullshit.
And in 30 minutes or less. So we respect your time. We know that your time is valuable. It's put on by Hook Agency. We're helping small businesses and contractors be more profitable with better leads and better systems. And you can find us all over the web at Hook Agency, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And we hope you join us next Monday.
Thank you.
Bye.